Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Tyra, and this is the Tyra in the Sky podcast. Welcome to episode 3. I am starting this episode off differently from how I usually will start it, which is to play a song. That is because I actually want to introduce this song and just say a little something before I actually play it for y'all. So this song is called Unloyal. It's by Summer Walker, featuring Ari Lennox. It's off her new album. And this song strikes very close to home for me because it reminds me of a time in my life when I was sacrificing my progress and my process just so I can pretend to be the loyal girlfriend. I'm gonna call it pretend because loyalty is not, it's not, I don't know, some people might not understand when I say this, but loyalty is not an unconditional thing you give to somebody, okay? You have to attach some conditions to your loyalty. But anyways, let's just play the song, and then when we get back, we'll jump straight into the conversation for today.
Taking yours today, no. I ain't taking yours tomorrow, no. We can do it my way, so I ain't sticking, no, no, I ain't sticking around no more. Cause you just wanna play with my heart, and oh. I seen you with the girl at the party. Oh. You think I'm just gonna stand nobody? Want you waste my time, but I am way too fine.
So I'm out. I guess I'm unloyal, baby.
So call me what you want. Thinking that I need your boy, you funny. Got my own money, so I'ma show you. Hey, you swear that I'll be lonely. I guess you don't know me. I guess you don't know.
And I promise you, it's the people who cannot actually afford to give you anything. And when I say afford, I don't mean financially. I mean even mentally, spiritually. They can't afford it because either they don't have it or they've squandered it. So those are the people who often be demanding your unconditional love, unconditional loyalty. I don't think there's anything like unconditional love. It doesn't exist. Like, every kind of love is conditional. The only thing is that some people are willing to play dumb, and some people are actually willing to play stupid for the other person to just be happy. So that's just what it is, okay? So anyways, let's just move on from this. It's just that this song leading into this podcast, me talking about this on loyalty, is me basically trying to address my PTSD with being in a situation where I pretend to not be passionate about some things. I don't want to pursue some things because I don't want to have to be in a situation where I have to prove my loyalty, prove that you can trust me. Oh, just allow me, don't worry, just watch. Let me just go ahead and do what I have to do for myself, and you see, I actually will not break up with you, or I actually will not unfriend you. I will not walk away from you just because I have to do something for my own progress. I don't know if anybody can understand where I'm going to with this or where I'm coming from, but yeah. So I've had to outgrow that thing. The fear of letting people know, like the people who are closest to me, people who I really care about, letting them know exactly what it is that I have in mind, because or letting them understand my moves or know my moves, because I'm scared that, okay, maybe this person would start to feel irregular or weird or something like that. And then it will now be a question of my loyalty. And then I have to start proving myself and proving this and proving that. Man, I hate to prove shit. Like, I just like to get shit done. And then, you know, I see the result and see, oh, this is actually worth, like, this is it. Like, this is the perfection that we've been striving for. Even though I know that nobody can be perfect. Nobody is perfect. Perfection is like something we'll always strive to, and never something you would ever achieve. But it's just good to know that, you know, I saw this thing in my head, it looked this way, and it's happening this way, and nobody questioned it, and I didn't have to prove myself to nobody. I didn't have to prove my loyalty. Okay, so pursuing my goals and aspirations means to you, I'm unloyal, it looks to you like I'm not committed to us or to me or to myself or to whatever it is I said to you, then I guess I'm unloyal. Then that's just it. Maybe I'm not actually committed. Let's just let it go, right? Anyways, y'all, welcome to episode 3 of the Tyra in the Sky podcast. This is a 6 minute later intro. 6 minute later introduction. Obviously, this episode is going to be longer than usual. Other episodes would last for about 9 to 10 minutes. This one will definitely drag into 15. I just started a new business. Yay! Let me clap for myself. I just started a new business. It's not exactly a new idea. Adiaklo has existed for a while, since the beginning of this year. Even though it's just been me curating looks, using this really cool app I found on the internet, I've just been putting looks together, outfit checks, you know, all this type of stuff. And to be honest, I involved myself in a lot of things to prepare myself for this. So yeah, it's not a new idea, but it is a new business, and I'm still in the process of making it like very, very permanent in so many ways. And I'm very glad that I finally decided to like get myself the fuck up and get this shit done, because I hate that I can be the kind of person who can procrastinate on something until I actually don't do it anymore. Yes, I hate that I'm that kind of person, but I just know that I'm that kind of person. So anytime I feel an idea slipping away from me, before I finally get the chance to slip away, because to be honest, I was waiting to go and do the shopping by hand and get everything by hand, and then do the whole packaging by myself by hand and literally carry everything on my head to Nigeria. And then get it, and then, you know, give it to you guys like hot, like knowing fully well that I was involved in every single step, every single process, making sure I achieve this perfection that we often strive for but never achieve. But time not being anybody's best friend and fast slipping away from me, and also me being the kind of person that I am, knowing that, see, if you don't start this thing now, you're gonna let this shit slip away from you. You need to start now. Well, I went to the internet, and of course the internet solved my problem. So yeah, that's where we are now. So yay for me. Yay for Adia Haklo the air. I am Adia, okay? To be honest, Adia is not like a name, even though it is a name. It practically means firstborn daughter from where my mom is from. My mom is from Akwa Ibom State. So in the BBO, the Adia is the firstborn daughter. So I feel like this is my very first business, even though I have, of course, sold my skills and my services to people, but this is my first actual business, like my own business, buying and selling. So I decided to name it firstborn, like my firstborn daughter. Yeah, you understand. And of course it's a clothier, because I mean, I have to explain the English word, I guess. A clothier is a seller of clothes that already exists. Like, I'm not making anything. I'm leaving all of the production of clothes for Motherland Drip. That's a whole other business. But here in Adia Haklo, on this side of town, we basically sell drip, okay? But it's not just about selling clothes. It's about creating lifestyles for people, creating images, giving people the opportunity to pick a style that is exclusively authentically them, that is, it reflects them in every way. I feel like your style is very, very important. Your style of doing things, your way, some people will call it brand. Yes, it is still called brand, but the way you dress yourself up is really reflective of how, like, you're thinking about yourself in your head. So if you are the kind of girl who likes to dress like hot, like sexy, hot, it's just obvious that you see yourself as a hot girl. Basically, you see yourself as a hot girl, so you're living your life as a hot girl and you're dressing as a hot girl. But if you're not the kind of girl that likes to dress hot, maybe you're the type that likes to like lay down like me, just laid back, chill, relax, then obviously you see yourself as a very chilled, relaxed person in your head. And yeah, that's basically it. It also helps people to decipher who you are. I don't know why I'm explaining what clothes and fashion and style is, but essentially this store was built to accommodate and appreciate girls like me. Most of the time I'm like that. Most of the time, other times you see me dressing hot because I'm trying to achieve a particular purpose. Okay, maybe I'm going to the club, I'm going to seduce somebody's son, depending on the mood. Yeah, you see me looking hot. But typically the style of clothes that you see on Adiaha Clothier's website is basically how I look like most of the time. Really chill, laid back, with a good pair of sneakers or a nice pair of boots, nice pair of dungarees, a t-shirt, or really cool sweatshirt, jacket. You know, just visit adiahaclo.com, adiahaclo.com, and you'll get the drift, okay? I am very happy and grateful to everybody who has been encouraging of this. This entire process for me has been scary, but I'm doing it. I never saw myself as someone who would start a business, to be honest. I never thought I liked business. I liked the process of buying and selling until I started working at Kano Concept, and I realized that when you're buying and selling something you really love and something you're passionate about, then it's easier for you to be able to sell that thing, okay? All right, guys. So basically, this episode is introducing to you my new business. Please support me. Show me some love. So far, so good. Let me just give some tips, so it's not like I'm just here hyping myself. To be honest, it's been quite easy for me so far, the process, because I'm tech savvy. Okay, so I set up the website by myself. I did my logos by myself, all my content materials from my videos, all by myself. The only thing is that, of course, I used very useful tools on the internet. Yay, internet. The internet comes to my rescue every other time, all day, every day. But yeah, yay, internet. I found some very useful tools to help me create these content. Canva.com, of course, very useful. My website is run on Shopify. I just decided to use something a lot more easier to manage, very one-click, drag-and-drop kind of style of things. WordPress is pretty much drag-and-drop these days, but I feel like WordPress is for a more elaborate things. Like, if I'm trying to be very elaborate, I just wanted this site to be straight to the point. Buy and sell. If you see my market, buy it, I sell it. Straight to the point, okay? No ceremony, no drama, no extra pizzazz or anything like that. So yeah, the website is run on Shopify, and so far using Shopify has been quite easy. I also use promo.com to make content video and yeah, basically that's been it. I'm having a very hard time understanding and making something on the website. I'm trying to remember what it is. There's something on the website, on my Shopify site, that I'm having a very hard time and doing. But so far, creating email marketing lists have been quite easy. Guys, trust me, Shopify is the go-to if you're looking for like a one-click drag-and-drop e-commerce platform. But if you're looking for something more elaborate, of course, just go for WordPress. And on that note, guys, we'll call it a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to episode 3 of the Tyra in the Sky podcast. Tyra is still in the sky doing her thing, minding her business, drinking water, making money, and you know the deal. So until I see you next episode, remember to keep it wavy. Please remember to also visit my website at adehaclo.com to shop all things women's streetwear if you're in Nigeria or in environs. And until I see you next episode, it's peace, love, and blessings.